It's Texas Standard Time.
Well, the Texas Standard's own Michael Marks has been traveling across Harvey-hit parts of southeast Texas, surveying the situation. Michael, where are you exactly and what's the scene?
I'm in Sour Lake right now, which is about 15 miles west of Beaumont proper. It really depends where you are. There are some spots around southeast Texas where it looks like if you got dropped in there and someone told you, hey, a hurricane came through here not a week ago, you wouldn't believe them. But then there's other spots you get further down the road and it's complete devastation. I mean, folks mucking out their houses, pulling all of the things they own and putting them onto the front lawn, people trying to dry out. I went by a church last night in Beaumont in sort of the north end of town, and all the pews from the church were spread out on the front lawn. It looked kind of eerie. It looked like you could hold mass there. They were all arranged like they normally would be, but they were there drying out. So it really depends where you're at. The recovery is in various stages right now.
Is anyone giving you any sense of how federal aid and insurance is, you know, how that side of the equation is flowing right now? Is everything running as it is supposed to or not so much?
I think there are some real questions about that. A lot of folks are still in the waiting game. A lot of folks have applied for federal aid, whether that's through FEMA or whether they've made an insurance claim. Although a lot of folks who I've spoke to have said that they had homeowners insurance, they didn't have flood insurance. They didn't have anything that would, you know, make them whole again in the event of a flood because they live in a place where they never expected to flood. It had never happened before.
One of the horrible things about Beaumont's situation, they were surrounded by water, and yet they literally didn't have any water coming out of the taps. What's the latest on the water shortage in the city proper?
Well, water is indeed coming out of the taps. However, a boil water notice is still in effect. The water infrastructure in Beaumont sustained pretty considerable damage. I think folks are getting a little antsy about that. In fact, there was a press release that the city put out just yesterday that included photos from one of the water pumping stations that the city owns. And it looked bad. I mean, it looked like a thing that needed to be mucked out, needed to be cleaned, needed to be repaired. And reading between the lines, I think one of the reasons they did that was so that people could see, hey, we're not doing this for nothing. There's a reason why we're not able to use this resource to its full capacity yet. It's that we just can't.
One of the people you spoke with yesterday, Alice Savoy, who is she and where is she?
Yeah, she's a Beaumont resident. She's lived in her neighborhood in the North End for about 46 years. She's no stranger to these storms, though. I spoke to her and she talked about her experience with a previous storm and how it related to this one.
I went through the hurricane, but it was the wind that took my house like a tree fell on top. But I never seen the water come this high. This is just about the worst I never would have thought that it would flood.
And so have you heard, I mean, is it too early for people to even talk about what happens next? Are people thinking about returning to their homes? Do you get a sense that more people want to be, you know, moving further inland where, you know, there are fewer major weather situations like that? What are you hearing?
I think it's too early to talk about the long-term trajectory of whether or not people will stay. I'm sure that there are some people who that thought has crossed their minds. But I think people are mostly concerned with, let's get things clean, let's get things dry, let's get city services running again, let's get back to some sort of business as usual. Let's get to a place where everybody is safe and stable and made whole again. And then perhaps we can start to assess whether we stay, whether we go. If we stay, what can we do to make it better next time?
Michael Marks is the Texas Standard producer who is in East Texas right now as he follows efforts to recover from the effects of Harvey. Michael, keep in touch and stay safe. Hope to hear from you again tomorrow.
Sure thing. Thanks, David.